we're all looking forward to your visit to Interlaken.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Thank you. The very beginning, some folks might not realize you started out playing not the BAME flute, not the flute we automatically think of when we think of classical music. It was it more of a folk instrument or a traditional instrument?
No. I started out playing a regular flute.
Okay.
I don't know how this got about, but people keep asking me this question over the last 2 years. Somebody changed something somewhere, and of course, you know, they ask you the same questions because they look it up somewhere.
Right. Well, I'm glad to know the truth.
Well, I tell you, when I took up playing folk music,
yeah,
I was in the Berlin Philharmonic, and I'd arranged to do some concerts in London with two friends. We were going to play a very swanky concert with two Bach sonatas and two of the Concert Royal of Rameau and things like this. And it was such a success that we had a standing ovation. So we said, well, boy, we've got to play something. And the harpsichord player, who was remained nameless, but was a sort of usual uptight musician of those times, he said, no, I'm not playing any encores. I said, okay, I'll play something. So I got out my tin whistle and played a couple of Irish jigs.
Oh, wow.
And that was my beginning of playing folk music.
So I gather that was very well received by the audience then.
Oh, it was. It was.
Well, what drew you to the flute in the first place? How did you get started in music?
Well, I started playing the violin, but it sort of fell to pieces because it was being slowly consumed by thousands of Irish woodworms who were very industrious about their business. And every time I turned the violin upside down, a whole bunch of dust would fall out.
Oh, no.
And eventually it fell to pieces. However, we did have a flute in the house, and I decided to take up a flute because my dad played the flute, my Uncle Joe played the flute, my granddad played the flute, and it was my granddad who taught everybody.
Well,
so it's in the family.
I see. And that's a great story about the violin literally falling to pieces. In your musical career, what are the biggest changes you've noticed when it comes to technology or customs or things like that?
The digitalization of the whole thing. You know, when I made my first records, they were reel to reel, and we sliced it together with a razor blade. And then we went to CDs, and then it went to the internet. So all this whole process took place while I was watching. And I also joined in it, of course, because I made some of the first recordings on digital. In fact, one was in New York in the RCA building there. And we were getting ready to do this. And the instrument, the recording panel, what's the word for that?
A mixing board?
Mixing board, yeah. So these guys turned up. It was like Laurel and Hardy. They turned up and they said, where do you want this? And somebody said, over there, and they dropped it on the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And that was it? So, I mean, destroyed?
No, it survived that, actually. But as it was the first time we used this technology, it became very bogged down in technicalities and things like this. So I said, okay, listen, I'm not doing this here. We're canceling this. This was a recording of the Debussy Trio with viola and harp. And I said, I'm not doing this here. I want to go back to London, and we'll do it in London analog. So we went back to London, did it analog, and they released that. Thank you. that was my first digital recording that wasn't digital. And then after that, of course, they got it sorted out, and we were able to use the new technology very well.
Were you doubtful of it, though, after that first experience?
No, not really, because, I mean, I'm a big fan of Laurel and Hardy, you see. I thought this is great. It could be the two guys just bringing it in. Where do you want it? Drop it down here. Boom.
Oh, wow. As you're coming to Interlochen, there are a lot of young people here. All the student body is under 18 or 19 years old. If you were going to tell your teenage or 20-year-old self a piece of advice, what would that be?
It would be to practice. And by practice, I don't mean just learning repertoire. I mean learning how to play scales, how to play with a good articulation, how to develop your tone. And most important of all that is overlooked is breathing.
You're talking about the fundamentals on which they're going to build the rest of their music making
That's
for their
right.
whole lives.
That's right. You see, because it has no point to have a teacher who just teaches you to play pieces and who says, oh, this bit should go faster, that should go slower, and that needs to be up an octave or whatever. I mean, I think we should equip the student with the tools of the trade that he can do that himself and be inspired by himself to do it.
Clearly, in this conversation and what I've read about you, education is very important, and you have the Galway Flute Academy. You're coming to Interlochen Center for the Arts, educational institution. How did your dedication to education develop?
Well, out of a necessity. When I saw the students trying to play flute concertos, and some of the concertos they were learning they'll never, ever play. You know, they're by second-rate composers, modern ones, and they just learn these pieces. I don't know why. But I thought I should equip these kids with the technique to be able to play a Mozart concerto and to impose their musical ideas on it instead of having to wait till somebody tells you to do it.
When you are James Galway at the top of the top, I know there's a famous quote by Pablo Casals about practicing, but I wondered what drives you to keep practicing when really everyone knows you as the best there is?
Well, you don't want to lose it. And, of course, age takes its toll, but I'm doing my best to battle it by practicing every day.
And you practice every day still?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
What does that look like, an hour or two or more?
Oh, maybe about two and a half hours.
So you're winning. If you're battling it, then you're winning.
Well, I'm keeping it up, let's say that.
Okay. Everybody's so excited about your performances.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Well, we hope to have lovely weather and some good foliage colors for you when you come.
I'll look forward to that, too.
Thank you so much for your time.
Sure. You're welcome, Nancy.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.